Let's get into sports, and let's bring in Mike Causey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
So did you see those videos of those Philadelphia fans yesterday? I mean, after the Super Bowl?
Nah, you don't have to watch it. Just think of the worst things that could happen in Philadelphia, and it comes to mind.
That's right. It does. All right.
Tell me, did they crucify somebody or light somebody on fire yesterday? Maybe a human sacrifice?
They lit cars on fire. They lit trash on fire. They tried to knock down light poles. They broke into stores. They also knocked down canopies off of buildings. And then they met the Eagles at the airport. And those fans that met the Eagles at the airport seemed to be normal fans. But it's unbelievable what and it's funny because I posted the pictures yesterday on Facebook, mm-hmm. and somebody posted to me, what would happen if they would have lost a game? And I said the same thing.
Same thing.
It would have been the exact same thing. Any excuse to riot. Any excuse to riot at all.
Yeah, it's licensed to be insane.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's Philadelphia.
All right. So now, where do you want to go in sports? Because I have no idea.
Really?
Well, how about the Mets? They signed Todd Frazier.
Another meaningless signing for the Mets. They're making a big deal out of it. The guy's a 220 hitter. He might hit 20, 25 home runs for you. He's not the greatest fielder in the world. He's a body. That's all he is. It's not an improvement, not in my eyes. Like I said, for the Mets to become, could have become instantaneously meaningful this year in the National League East, they could have got Moustakas and the first baseman and the center fielder from the Royals. They didn't do it. They went out and got retreaded tires that are bald. And you know what happens to retreaded tires that are bald? They explode. And that's what's going to happen with the Mets. They got a first baseman who from the Dodgers who was a cancer in the Dodgers locker room. He was under contract last year with the Dodgers to play and just stopped showing up. I don't know how many people know that. He just stopped showing up. That's one guy. I mean, Frazier shows up and he plays, but he's not that good.
He's good in the locker room, but the Mets need more than that.
They need production. Yeah, they don't need locker room
people. That's exactly right.
And they got back their right fielder, who kind of makes me wonder why this guy didn't stay in Cleveland. And his story is, well, he got along good with the bench coach in Cleveland. He came to the Mets, so that's a lot of baloney. So it's yet to be seen how the Mets' wounded pitching staff, if they'll make it intact out of spring training. Oh, boy, if you're a Met fan, you should be joining those people in Philadelphia, climbing the poles, but jumping off of them.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
The Mets made themselves a move yesterday, but not much of a move, not in my opinion.
All right, so now did any of the local teams play yesterday?
Oh, yeah, they played. The Islanders got beat by Nashville in overtime 5-4, and the Rangers skid continues, getting beat by Dallas 2-1. To his credit, the Civ played pretty good last night, but the Rangers can't score any goals. So the one opportunity where he plays well enough for the Rangers to win, they get beat 2-1, and the slide continues.
That's amazing. They're going to have to change the coach. They got to change something up.
Remember what I said? I think it was in December. How the Blackhawks and the Rangers are tied right now, and let's see how they fare for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Well, both the Rangers and Blackhawks. Rangers have 55 points in 53 games. Blackhawks have 56 and 52. They're both in last place in their divisions.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, Chicago at least won a few cups. They got ravaged with free agency as they won their cups, and it was a wonder how they stayed together so long. The Rangers haven't won any cups, and they're in last place, and looking bad and worse every day. So
the Rangers need a 50-year break between cups.
They're coming up on that pretty soon, aren't they?
I know, they're coming up very soon. Very,
what
very
was
soon.
It, 94? So it's been 25 years almost since they won a cup.
Yeah.
for Ranger fans, 25 years, spit in a bucket.
That's right. That's like overnight.
that's right. Nothing. That's no big deal. That's like the Patriots winning every 3 years to the Ranger fans.
Now, I have to give equal time here. Amherst College, there was a college in Massachusetts.
Amherst, isn't that the college in Animal House?
No.
Oh, that's Faber.
That's Faber. That had rioting after the Patriots lost and fistfights and stuff like that. But that was a college campus, not a city street.
People are messed up.
I know. Come on, give me a break.
People are messed up. Hey, in sports, more stuff. Ready for this?
Yeah.
Bartolo Colon is signed to a minor league deal with the Rangers. He's 44 and 900 pounds, and he's still got a contract. How about that?
Hey, if he's got an arm.
Yeah. And unlike the Mets, the Astros yesterday signed up their outfielder to a two-year, $24 million year. George Springer, who won the MVP last year for the Astros in the World Series.
Yep. You know what state he's from?
He got $24 million for 2 years.
You know what state he's from?
The state of financial prosperity?
Connecticut. So it's not the state of financial prosperity.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Well, it is, but they keep it well locked up.
Yeah. It's in safes in the basement in the concrete.
That's right, in Litchfield and Fairfield counties.
But there's a difference. I mean, here Springer, who had a big postseason for him, the Astros gave him a two-year deal for $24 million. Way back when Daniel Murphy was the only reason why the Mets got to the World Series with his performances against the Dodgers and whatnot, they released him. So there's your difference between a team that wants to win and the team that won by accident and didn't want to do it anymore. So the Astros locking up Springer is a big move for them to just continue to be successful down the road. And they made other moves in the offseason as well.
Yep.
So they did not stand pat. Like the Mets did when they won the World Series. They thought that, here we are, we're in the land of milk and honey. It turned out to be the land of oil and vinegar.
All right. Anything else? Or it's pretty quiet right now other than that.
Yeah, pitchers and catchers in about a week. You know, hockey's hitting the stretch now. Teams that are going to make the playoffs and making their moves, they'll be making some moves with their personnel as well soon, too. So we'll keep an eye on that. Tonight, the Devils, who are probably the only team that has a shot in the local area, believe it or not, to make the playoffs, are up at Ottawa in the game that they should win. And tomorrow night, the big bad Bruins come to town to play the Rangers. So that could be the nail in the coffin for the Rangers. The Bruins put a lumping on them. They could be starting to make some moves.
All right. And the bad thing for Madison Square Garden is they don't even have the circus to bring in anymore.
The circus is gone.
That's right, it's gone.
The circus is gone, but the circus is here.
That's right. It's a different circus, but it's a circus nonetheless.
it's kind of like Disney on Ice goes to the circus.
That's it. All right, Mike, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Kosky with a check on sports this morning here. Why does it keep doing that? Mike Kosky with a check on sports here on Robin Hood Radio.